Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Sean Robinson. And Amanda, I want to go to you. Do you have anything else that you'd like to say before we let you move on today?
No, I'm great. I'm just living my life. I'm happy. Nothing could be better right now. Nothing could bring me down from where I am right now.
Well, surprise, your sister's here.
Fuck. Not that bitch.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Y'all, this tell-all was good.
I have not seen someone roasted by a member of their own family since August Osage County.
She hates her sister Amanda.
Hates Holy her. God.
I mean, and they even had a sister that died, and she still treats Amanda like this. That's how terrible Amanda is.
Boy, y'all, God, Amanda's awful.
She's awful.
Y'all, I don't think we'll ever see her again.
No, I hope not. If they stay together, they will. If they're together some. And which I have a theory about that.
B90 Tell All Part 2, Season 6. This is our final episode of Season 6 of B90.
Oh, wow.
What a season.
It was a good season.
I think really has been. I think we've had a lot of firsts.
What?
Our first deaf
mother
cast
dying.
Member. In Dino within flies. 3 days of meeting.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Our first
Sheila got engaged like a week after her mother died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Our first Israeli or Palestinian Catholic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Our first date on a torture chamber that you felt was underused.
I still think that whole segment was rather detail poor. I needed more torture description of what Dracula did to his lovers slash victims.
Yeah, I know.
I needed more information. We could maybe ask Dracula's cousin or his, was it tenant? Count Cocula.
Count Cocula. Yes. Forgot about that.
I have a feeling that character probably will never come back.
No.
But I don't know if there'll be ever a chance, but we need to look for...
Kind of like the rock monster.
we just need to know that there was a time for the rock monster.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then his time is over.
I should have told Emily about that rock monster. She would have enjoyed it.
That's true.
Yeah.
You talked with Emily.
Yeah. You heard all about it. In our podcast, Our Night with the cast of 90 Day Fiancé.
I spent 20 seconds talking to Kobe, but most of the time I talked...
It's been a lot longer.
I'm sure. Most of the time I talked to Veronica and Joby about strippers.
Oh, great.
And drinking.
And
New Orleans restaurants that we like to go to.
One thing I will say, maybe we've already... But for the most part, everybody that was there really are like they are on television.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in New York City, y'all, right now. We're going to do some shows tomorrow in NYC.
Yeah.
And then we get to go home. So not like we're going to go see the city or anything.
Nope. Sorry,
trees.
New York friends.
Oh, that homeless person.
I told you to fuck off.
Jacking off in front of that mother with her small child. She's running. Down the, and we don't even get to see it.
I love New York.
Yeah. So,
I love New York.
This is so exciting.
I love New York.
Announcements. Y'all know you're getting hand tosses month.
Was there something else?
It's October.
Keep going. I feel like
you're
I'm
getting
missing
hand tosses
something.
Month because it's October. The Golden Bachelor, our episode dropped on hopefully Friday, unless a plane got delayed or something like that. So be sure to check that up. We're going to have a lot of collabs coming up. Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Yes.
We're having I always forget that. The collab we're doing with...
Love to See It.
Mm-hmm. We've talked to Game of Roses.
Yes.
So some of you...
Also, Rose Pricks will be Rose on... Pricks. We haven't set a date.
Oh, did you reach out to them? Mm-hmm. Great. I've done a show with her before. We both have. Oh,
with Ronnie.
I did one long time ago.
I love telling
Don't
you things
anything.
That you've done.
I was so...
I've also been there for.
I
and you go,
so,
oh, have I?
You know, Dylan...
I could convince you of anything.
Totally. Dylan and Patrick really... Dylan really validated me because he said, like, I'm like, I forget everything. Goes in. He's like, we're too busy. I said, thank you. I don't want to hold all that in my head.
He can actually sometimes put a couple sentences together, though, without calling Elizabeth Smart Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah. Hey, it was very an honest mistake. Anyone would do it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Not like a stroke victim learning to speak again.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, so be sure to Cocktober, hand toss. You're getting all that. Love is Blind, Golden Bachelor. I think that's it. Love is After Lockup.
Way to hum and a hum and a
hum and a hum and a hum and a.
People are very excited when you hum and a hum.
We're so excited. Sorry, we're a little bit on fumes today.
No, I hear
because,
you. We're hungover.
You know, you talked about Jovi. Ingrid kept bringing me drinks.
It was Jovi and Veronica. Every time Veronica saw me. She made sure I had a martini in my hand.
She did with me too. Yeah, Ingrid did.
The problem was that I was drinking martinis, and then Joby gave me a Sazerac.
That sounds like y'all did a weird sexual position.
It does sound like, or it sounds like something I got from syphilis,
which we're going to talk about weird sexual positions today too. That was part of the tell-all. We had a first of
where Sean Robinson used her auntie voice.
Yes.
David. I sometimes feel like Sean just leaves the tell-all and going, I can't with these fuckers.
She's like, she just calls her pastor.
These fucking
and she said,
people.
Can you just add these people to the prayer list?
Pastor.
Please, Reverend Jacob.
Because she's a woman of God.
She is a woman of God. She calls her back, Reverend Jacob, please add these people to the list.
I want to say what we did finish up with Christian and Cleo, but Sean
don't
says,
pull over. We're in New York.
We're in New York
and apparently something's happening downstairs.
And the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man,
he just walked on by.
What did you think it was? What did you think it was?
The Saint. And some other sissies did too. They thought it was Saint.
You always say some other sissies did.
I had two sissies that emailed me and said they thought so too. The Saint Puff Marshmallow Man.
It doesn't even make sense.
Well, he's a saint. That's
he's canonized in the church.
Yes. He did destroy St. Patrick's Cathedral when he was in Ghostbusters.
How was he martyred? Roasted. He was literally roasted.
He was roasted. Yeah.
No, the last little bit. Oh, what am I doing? The last little bit where Sean is saying, so we have an engagement and a possible K-1 visa for Christian and Cleo. She went, wow, that was surprising. You could actually see her swallow bile.
Yeah.
Because she was sickened by that display almost as much as we were.
She was.
Yeah.
She was. Okay, so Sheila and David, or Sheila runs a store. I'm sure that David, they're both famous.
Sheila and David's sorry store.
That's what it's called. And they sell chips and drinks and all that good stuff.
I'm so glad they're on the show this season.
You disassociated.
I just disassociated again.
You disassociated. Oh, I got to hit the screen. I'm so glad they're on the show too.
But y'all, there's this kind of like clip that they show, a never seen before clip with the lawyers, because now this was actually the least impactful, never before seen clip.
Well, I disagree. Talk about it.
So he wants to marry her in the Philippines because that way then so her family could come and do a spousal visa. But a K-1, lawyers found out that a K-1 visa would take 2 years and a marriage visa would be 3 to 4 years. Is that specifically in the Philippines? Because I feel like other countries may be quicker.
For Angela and Michael, it was quicker for her to get married in Nigeria, baby.
Yeah, Nigeria,
so
baby.
So I think it's a country thing. But it was impactful in that.
People were asking us, was Angela going to be there? I'm like, honey, they would invite her.
No.
She'd flip a table.
She would got people drunk.
She'd cause trouble.
I would have loved to have met her.
Yeah.
Vicky
Pollard.
Yeah. I think it's impactful because it didn't really move that. It doesn't seem for us, but boy, there. David was crying in the thing. He was sobbing in the thing.
And then I cried
her.
Again.
Everybody's
I think it's because I was hungover.
Misha's crying. You do cry
Jasmine's
when you're hungover.
I do cry more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very emotional. So
you are.
Later on,
great thing.
He calls her and it shows, this is where I started crying. He calls her and he said, it's going to be 3 to 4 months. And she goes, he said, no, years. And you can see where I teared up is she immediately said, he's so upset when he said, she immediately put on a brave face for him.
She did.
So he wouldn't think she was disappointing him.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see Sheila flip into a mode where she goes, well, we'll get married in America first, then we'll come here to have a wedding. And she changed on a dime. And I love them.
Well, it's probably not as hard as when your mother falls down the stairs and dies. I think it's probably, it's easier to flip, you know. And
God.
I think she's having some gratitude for just.
So she says, I can wait as long as our relationship is strong. And y'all, they have started the K-1 process. They showed her home that they're building. This is like an HGTV crossover.
It's beautiful. This is. They should have Jenny Mars come in and design that.
I don't know who any of these people are.
They're the
that
Mars.
You talk about. Mars.
M-A-R-R-S, the Mars. They're builders on HGTV. They do hometown takeover.
Are they related?
Well, yeah, they're husband and wife.
I mean,
Jenny. Oh, to me. I don't know. You know, I've got
that was one of the most ridiculous question and answers ever. That felt like gay Abbott and Costello. We could have gone, no. Are they related to you? Well, they're husband and wife.
Are they related? Yeah.
To me? No, I'm not married to them. What are you talking about? That's polygamy. Again, when someone asks me if anything about our show is scripted,
I say...
It could not be.
It's not.
No.
They, I forget what the name is, but they do stuff. They do a lot of stuff with the Napiers, Hometown Takeover. Love them.
I just have no.
Bargain Block's back. I'm excited. Shay, Keith.
I have my faves. No desire to watch anything home renovation except for House Hunters. Because I like to watch people have unrealistic expectations that are dumb.
I think that I don't like to watch. I understand why you watch it. I don't love to watch that one because it just feels. And when I say don't like, meaning I'll still watch it.
But House Hunters is all so fake.
Yeah,
it is
because it is. Yeah,
I think people think that's been established.
Yeah, my mom still loves it.
I kind of do because I want to see what they choose.
What they already chose before they were on the show.
Oh, almost always. Yeah.
But again, bad HGTV for me is probably the way pizza is for you. It's just no brainer. Just chills me out. Like bad.
Oh, like Forensic Files for me.
Yes, that is what HGTV is. Now there's some programs like Ben and Aaron, like Bargain Block that I really get into, but I'll watch pretty much anything.
That's what Forensic Files is like for
me. Property Brothers, sure. When are they going to fuck?
When the four-year-old child was found.
Yes.
Definitely sexually assaulted.
Yes.
And being eaten, half eaten by animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like.
You're just falling asleep.
Just go right, just like right to sleep.
Gay Van Winkle. Just out. Yes. So. That's why you have weird dreams. You think?
No, that's not the reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So. He is working two jobs, 85 hours a week. That's a lot of hours.
By the way, I want to say, Cleo, everybody's kind of crying. When David tells her on that call that we just talked about, Cleo is full on sniffling, sobbing.
Yeah.
She's like. Anyway, so yes, they're. So hold on, where are my notes? Yeah, he's working two jobs and. There was a great moment where they said, let's talk about Amy, the translator. And they show the clip and Sheila is still not over Amy.
You know what,
she's
though?
Not.
I felt that this was a shot across the bow that I'm like, don't you do this, 90 Day producers. You have no basis for this. You know David is not into Amy.
He's not, but they do.
How dare you?
He does
How
pause.
Dare you?
Because
he was getting, he was understanding the interpreter, the sign interpreter.
I bet you the producer, Sean, said, do you still contact Amy? And she sees Sheila go, no. And you
David
know the
goes,
producer probably said, translator, please hold.
Yes.
Please hold, translator.
I did not like this. And I
it got you, didn't it?
It was manipulative.
It got you, didn't it? Just they, admit it. It got you.
It did. They were trying to make something out of this because I didn't like it. I did not like it.
Y'all, he said, oh, of course not. I've never. And everybody kind of goes, oh.
I went, oh.
Everybody's butthole relaxed.
Yes.
Cleo started crying again.
I dropped out like $11 of loose change out of my asshole. Like a slot machine.
That's why in college they call them Coinstar. There goes Coinstar.
Bring, 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 bring. Wow. So later on, and he's like, so how's Sheila's ASL? And he's like, oh, right now. I said, oh, he's going to be nice. He's like, she's like a 2 or a 3 on a 10-point scale. I was like, tell us how you feel, really.
She wasn't happy. She kind of looked like she was smelling shit on the top of her lip. He says it's ridiculous, though, that Amy could learn sign language in a month. David says, not that, possible.
I think that was Amy talking out of her ass.
I think so, too.
So later on, we're talking about sex and the missionary and the BJs.
Because remember, y'all,
and he the BJ that, for real.
The big American dick.
The red, angry clown penis.
Yes, the red, angry
like,
penis.
Just it looks just like my microphone coke.
Yeah, it's like your microphone condom.
Condom, right
just,
now.
Yeah.
And it's that big, too.
Yes.
Honk, honk.
Yes, it's just, woo.
There's a lot
it's
of
like, hey, I'm going to go fuck you.
Yeah.
It is. Just angry, just with teeth, gritting, spitting, kind of hissing.
And then they're like, how do you, and I think it's, then it gets into weird. It feels like then we all are third graders and say, how do you say shit in Spanish?
It does become
that. And it gets,
that.
It turns into.
Ooh, almost fail.
Thank you, clown.
Sorry. I just showed everybody on Intimate Portrait my crotch.
It turns into like Statler saying, how do you say BJ?
It does turn into fifth grade, very fifth grade.
And and Jasmine says, how do you say take off your hat?
How do you say take off your hat? And he says, take off her hat. So she looks at Gino and signs, take off your hat.
And he does BJ.
Y'all, and blowjob, I was surprised. I thought there would maybe be a little bit more subtlety to the art of sign language and sex. I didn't know it was literally just going to be the act of acting like you're sucking on a gigantic dick.
It was not it was not covert.
No.
By any means.
How do you talk about sex if you're deaf?
I think you might have to use a euphemism
yes,
of some
like,
way.
You can't, y'all, literally, if you didn't want, I mean, it's
a
like
Hummer.
David two-handed his hand and was just going,
whoa, 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 whoa,
and you see, again, anti-voice Sean going, oh, David.
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 That again, that was still one of my favorite.
Yeah. Reverend Parsons, yeah.
My favorite moment.
You got to put
David.
These people on the list. Yeah.
It's her doing that and Tiffany Riley's friend going, find love.
Find love.
Find love.
Find love.
And I'll see you at the First Unitarian Church.
She is a First Unitarian pastor or Debbie Reynolds going to a cattle call.
Oh, not Debbie Reynolds, Debbie Allen.
Debbie Allen.
Yeah.
Yes, different
that's
Debbie.
Better.
Yeah.
Well, I just translated for you. Yeah. And it was necessary.
Okay, so... Then David talks about all the different signs for fucking. That's where everybody's asking. And so I think this is an opportunity for us. This will be.
Where's this going?
I think it's an opportunity for us. We're definitely, if you're on the Intimate Portrait, that's our $15 tier. I don't know if we explained that in a long time. That's for, you can watch the video of us doing the podcast on Patreon and Supercast. You're going to get the visual of this. But for our visually impaired sissies that are listening, I think we want to give them an aural experience as well.
Okay.
Not oral.
So what
aural.
What are we
AU.
Doing?
What are we doing? Oh, we're going to do... No, I'm kidding. I remember. We're going to poodle. I feel like you've slept with deaf men before.
I have.
You have. And I think some of them could hear. But still, if let's say things happened... Maybe they have a cochlear ear implant or whatever. They got their thing off and you have a ball gag in your mouth.
Both of the men who I was with took off of their hearing aids when we had sex.
I wouldn't want to hear you either.
I'd like to say you might be right, but I don't know. Maybe.
Well, so imagine they took it off and then they stuck their dirty sock in your mouth or something like that. You can't speak.
And I don't know ASL, but
so
what
how
could
do you
I have
convey?
Done?
Yes. So, and you've talked about your many positions, like how would you sign Dutch door?
Ooh.
How would you sign Dutch door?
I would say it kind of looks like this, like an A.
Uh-huh.
And then...
It's like two legs dancing on a stage.
Yeah, and A, well, it's this... Well, you know what? No, like an A, because this would be, no, this is more of a wheelbarrow, I think.
A wheelbarrow, okay.
This is more
okay,
of a wheelbarrow.
Okay, okay, okay.
And Dutch dooring would be more of this, like time out.
Time.
Giving time out.
Explain how the time out translates from Dutch dooring.
In other words, he would throw me over the Dutch door.
Okay.
Bang me against the door.
Uh-huh.
And this is my body kind of hanging on the lower half of the Dutch door.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Listlessly like a corpse.
Okay.
Yeah. As I hit it with my chin.
Great. Don't worry, y'all. We've got more. what do you feel about? Do you know the chairman?
The chairman.
The chairman.
The chairman dances.
The chairman sexual position. I'm going through some.
Oh, the chair, like sitting in a chair.
Yes, like the chairman. Here, I'll show you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would be. Let's see. You would have to kind of cup your hands. That's like the sign for the United Way. Just like the hand is like holding another hand.
Speaking of charity, what would be your sign for the, I don't know if you're familiar
sign
with.
Sign for the United Way.
No.
That's the only time the United Way is going to get a shout out on this podcast.
What would you say for the upstanding citizen? Do you know that one? The good old lift.
Oh, I never knew what it was called.
The upstanding citizen. Yeah. Where they pick you up and they just, you see it all the time with twinks and daddies and gay porn. They're just bouncing on their dick.
I would say that is definitely,
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
always love yourself, never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed, have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would I show that? I think that would be like the legs are here.
Okay.
And this is the guy.
Okay.
And these are my legs and I'm kind of riding him. Uh-huh. So maybe just like an upside down hook 'em horns.
Hook 'em. Lone Grove Longhorns are the best. Upside down. Hook 'em
upside
horns.
Down hook 'em horns.
There we go. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. One more. And okay. Then I'm sure you know this one. If not, but... butter. Do you know a butter churner? Butter churner, you know, is where someone is on their back and you're holding their legs up and then the guy is just standing like this, just going pompa.
Oh, the pompa. Butter churner.
The butter
yes.
churner, yeah. Like, and the woman's on her back with her legs up. So you would be man, your ass up. They do this a lot of times on Tim Tales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. A lot of times. It is a, I would say the easiest thing for that would be just goosh, would be my, inserting
so just a
my
closed fist in your finger, yes. just churning your butter.
And this could mean a lot of things, actually. Yeah. Yeah, just a closed fist churning the butter like this.
There you have it.
You know, all this seems very difficult just to say, fuck me. This could be all of it, actually.
That's the universal sign.
Yeah, the butter churn.
Yeah.
That's everything.
Yeah.
Finger in donut.
There you go. And yeah. then we don't have to worry about offending you the United Way.
Yeah. Fuck the United Way. I pray that someone just heard that in some place of mixed company.
Anyway,
and I'm not
you,
apologizing to the United Way. Are they a good organization? Are they the ones who are really Christian?
I don't remember.
There's so many of
Salvation
them who are like
Army
awful.
They do some anti-LGBT
them.
Stuff. I don't know.
Why don't you look at that while I look it up?
Someone will tell us. Y'all, if you missed that and you're not on the intimate portrait and you weren't clear, you bet you that our producer, Christina, is going to be making a meme of that. I bet she'll do a close-up on your hands. It'll be disgusting.
Well.
Yeah, it's going to be gross. Okay. That's basically David and Sheila. I think that's for the most part, right? Yeah. And Sean says, what'll happen if you get denied? And David says, well, we'll keep trying. We're going to keep on trying. So there you go.
Okay, hold on. This is a live journal.
Oh God, live journal. I had a friend who read live journal / they're really into Buffy.
It looks
like
their score is an 84%.
Okay.
I'm sorry for coming for the United Way.
You didn't come for them. You just, you know, sexualized their logo. That's it. Just took something that meant a lot
it's just
to
like,
people.
It used to be just like two hands and a guy just sitting in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to think, what are the ones with the hands?
That where they go.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was United Way where they do
Who
that.
Who knows?
We need to move
Who
on.
Who gives a fuck?
Look at those birds flying right at our eye level. Okay.
wow.
Gino and Jasmine.
A pernerp. They're arguing about a pernerp.
Yeah, we kind of.
There's
no,
nothing
not
really
a
here.
Trump.
What? I told you. He just saw it, y'all. He just saw it.
There's something on my Mac. Oh my God, it's doing a thumbs down. It doesn't want us to talk about Gino and Jasmine.
I am so validated. What? I need to take a victory
just
lap.
What just happened?
If
you do a thumbs down, it'll
God.
Do a thumbs down.
Oh my God.
The thumbs are real.
Eat it.
They're real. Eat it. No, you just didn't explain it well. You didn't tell me it was part of technology. Wow.
I feel 10 feet tall right now. I am bulletproof.
Well, how do you get balloons?
Titanium.
God, I danced to that song a lot.
Where?
In gay clubs. That was popular when we in our early 2000s.
Was it?
Yeah. All right. Got to do the screen again.
Oh, God, that made me feel so good.
Wow, mystery solved. Thank you, Sissy Meredith, for letting me know about that.
I told you over and over again that it was real.
You said there were magical things happening. It was weird. You just dropped. You think that Apple would turn that function off so that way you don't have balloons and thumbs up and thumbs down and...
I don't give a shit.
It's interesting.
Because you were incorrect, and I was proven right.
It wasn't about being right or wrong.
It was about me.
I didn't know. I wasn't educated. It's interesting, though. I wonder if it's doing all the sign language things when you were doing the butter churner or the United Way, if that triggered the thumbs up.
I've lost interest in everything we're talking about.
So have I.
So, y'all, the prenup. And for the first time, Gino saw, I think, Jasmine saying, she's just, if you want maybe send a prenup, I'm not marrying you. And then Gino, this like later on, she's like, I think I would have signed it later on. And Gino's like, really? And she goes, too late.
Too late.
Like a child. That was another one of my favorite parts about this tell-all. Too late.
Because, you talked to her about this. I think y'all... Jasmine did not want to. She is not in this to get to America.
She's not. I actually had a conversation with her about it.
About Michigan, and it's fucking freezing there, especially when they filmed this. And so
I told her, I said, you need to get her to fucking Florida. And Jasmine went, I've been telling you. She kind of looked at me. She's like, you need to listen to him.
No, it's not going to happen because my prediction, the Geno's family is going to be nutso and it's going to be like a sitcom. I'm telling you all, it's the last season of The Family Chantel, which, by the way, that trailer just dropped. It's The Family Chantel, the final chapter. It is fucking messy. We are not covering the new season. We're not watching it yet.
We don't have the time.
We don't have the time,
we
but
will
also
go back.
We're covering after we do Happily Ever After for classes, we're going to start Family Chantel. So we're just going to do it all there on our $5 tier.
There's just no time for us to handle anywhere between 3 to 4 spinoffs of 90 Day Fiancé.
No, there's not. So we'll cover it then, but it's really good. It's very juicy. Some other people will be covering it. But I think after this, I'm telling you, the family Gino is coming. I sense it.
Maybe.
I'm here for it.
Anyway, the prenup talk basically is like talking about the will, and she said, will you leave everything to Jasmine? And Gino equivocates here. He's like, well, I don't know if I'll have enough money. She's like, and also my ex-wife, who I did not have a prenup with, but she had her own money. And then we get into the punana talk and golden shower talk.
They were drunk, apparently.
Yes.
Drunk. I mean... When you do a golden shower for the first time, are you sober?
I
just assumed.
It does seem like something that is done like, well, hell, let's do it.
Yeah, like you did Molly. It might feel good. Something. Or you feel like, I feel like you're probably not sober the first time you do it.
I think for some people, I think some people, they don't need to have substances to do things like that.
Well, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But
it's your first time. It's like, you got to jump in.
It does seem like, I think the first time a lot of people do it, is with a partner who's already done it. And so you're kind of convinced by the other one. It's like I was
speaking from experience.
I was asked to pee on someone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I couldn't do it, though. I'm like, I can pee on you in the shower? Can we do that? And I peed on them in the shower.
And did he just come?
That was a little bit later. But, oh, yeah.
But did he like it?
Yeah. But I didn't want him to pee on me.
I don't think I'd want... Although in the shower, it's just going to wash off. Still, I don't like it.
It didn't feel like something I wanted to do.
It doesn't feel...
I have very few limits, but very specific boundaries.
That's true.
Let's just say that.
That's true.
I have very few limits, but very, very specific boundaries.
Please don't talk about peeing on people and in the Facebook group, because we'll get zucked for that.
That is one of the things you can get zucked for.
Yeah, so
porn stuff.
I know you want to be sex positive, but we can't because of Zuckerberg. So
she had her vaginal rejuvenation, her punani.
Hey, this is goals for us, inspiration. Can you imagine getting that stitched together again and it feels like the first time?
I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah. People still say it feels like the first time. Yeah. That's what they say.
Or lumpy warm potatoes.
Lumpy warm potatoes.
You know, like it's when just you have like, mashed potatoes, but there's still chunks in them.
It's just colon polyps.
And it gets a little starchy.
That just grossed people out. That grossed me out. Y'all, we are punchy.
We are punchy.
So, y'all, she says, didn't go good the first time having sex after rejuvenation because the banana does not fit in the donut. Now, I will say, I think it may have not, but with a little bit of lube and a little bit of trying, I have a feeling.
I slept with too many big dick men to tell y'all it's not possible. And it's Debbie Gibson
if you,
says, anything is possible.
If you can dream it.
If you can dream
you
it.
You can cream it.
You can cream it. Especially if you cream it, that helps you.
Wow.
With that.
And,
ooh, but, I can do a good
and they
baby
ask
girl.
Nicola, they're like, what should you do? He's like, you can go to Jesus.
And Jasmine has the best response. She's like, she says, you sound like my mother and you are so right. I am going to pray to Jesus that we will have sex.
More sex. I got to say, Jasmine could swap out with Sean Robinson like that.
She was pretty charming on this. She was pretty charming.
Like, but she, the follow-ups she
wouldn't do
she
good.
Asks,
the power would be bad.
Yeah.
She had power.
But the follow-ups she asks.
She was great. She was dead on about everything. She was understanding. She seemed empathetic.
Excuse me.
She also seemed like she watched the show.
Sean has not. Yeah.
Oh. You all right?
Mm-hmm. I choked on my own spittle. That's what it is. It's spittle.
Great.
Spittle.
So
spittle DD.
Let's see. We talked about a punana, my punana. And then so it needs, and then that's all that's it. Jasmine basically ends with saying, I miss my family very much. This is very hard for me. I love Gino. I'm happy to be here for him. But I miss home. I miss my family. Which, who can blame her? She's a stranger in a strange land called Michigan.
God, it's so fucking cold. She was just like, I walk out and she's like to get like the mail and it's fucking freezing.
Yeah, and Jasmine doesn't like to wear a lot of clothes.
No. So y'all, let's go move on to...
Oh,
Amanda and Ross Vaughn. Boy, this was validating.
Oh.
And they ask Ross Vaughn, are you good? He's like, I'm not good, actually. This took a long time, and I just missed my strip class.
It was interesting. I saw him a little bit in a different light in this tell-all, I feel like.
How so?
And that I think he always... loved Amanda, and I think he was emotionally invested in it. But it felt like, not that I never thought about this, but it just felt like I could see him being a little bit more opportunistic now.
I agree with that.
Up
I
the
think
courts in the videos.
I think he was very, very.
Yeah, keep talking.
I can't.
Well, the cords in the video, I'm trying to move it. It came out before. That's enough.
I think he was very, very distanced from what had just happened.
Yeah, I can see that too. Yeah.
And I think
it seems like he's moved on. But then when he said the statement at the end, like, well, and then maybe we can be together. And I'm like,
I didn't believe that.
I didn't believe it. But that to me felt opportunistic of,
I agree.
We can continue to be on this show.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I want to be a famous actor.
So, y'all, they're over.
It's kind of like Pedro.
They're over.
Yeah, I feel like he originally loved her. But like a lot of people think with Pedro, he realized she's a horrible human being. And I think he might be a little bit like, fuck this, I'm going to get what I can.
And Raleigh's like, that's weird. Because when you just wanted to get in her pants. And I'm thinking,
yeah, Riley, that's you.
This is not the hill you want to die on, bitch.
No, this doesn't make, you're not a sensitive man.
No. And later on, and basically Christian even says, it seems like that he felt like he could not voice his opinions. Yeah, because she's completely intractable. And she said, and then Jasmine says, do you think, I like it, she asks, do you think you were mean to him?
She did ask that.
And she's like, I don't know. A person that's with me needs to have thick skin because I can be a real bitch. He doesn't understand my sarcasm. I'm like, it could be a language issue there too.
And Jasmine says, no, actually, I think you were being constantly mean to him and he was hurt. And that her response to that was, well, that's me. And Jasmine says, you didn't know him. And they
also the entire internet said that you were the entire audience said that you were being mean.
Yeah, she said you didn't know him. He didn't know you. It just felt unsympathetic. And she responds, you don't know me. Shut the fuck up.
And you wanted to be engaged.
And you wanted to be engaged.
I like it. I like it how that's how she retorted back with do you think we were being mean? Shut the fuck up.
Prove that point.
So later on, y'all. Sister Amber to the stage.
I want to say real quick, the thing that Jasmine's good about, if
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Michael, Angela. Sometimes I have to say Michael like that to
Michael,
remember her name.
Yeah.
If Angela had said that, someone would have said that to her, and then she would have fought about it and got upset about it and then made it about her. Jasmine does not do that. She just goes, oh, okay.
No, Jasmine...
It's masterful.
Jasmine can handle other people really, really well.
Yeah.
It's just when it comes to her own relationships.
Yeah, her own vulnerability, her own feeling. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's interesting.
So Ohio Kristen Stewart, as I called her, as Kristen Stewart would have stayed in Ohio or wherever she was born. And she's like, I'm here to say they fight a lot. And
wasn't surprised they broke up.
Wasn't surprised at all. And Rosamond even says, I needed to know what she was like in person. It wasn't that I was just having her over to, you know, basically like use her like a human fleshlight. And she said, he said, but also said, I also decided that I wasn't ready to be that involved and have all of these problems because this relationship was so much work.
Mm-hmm.
And he's even said, I felt bad all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that.
We saw that.
That we saw.
We did.
And Amanda's like, you know, and he was kind of controlling too, because like he wouldn't let me join anyone else's live stream. Y'all, this woman, her only outlet in Eunice, Louisiana, is on these TikTokers live streams or whatever she does.
That's where she met Razvan and cheated on her last husband. Of course he doesn't want her to go do that.
Then you hear a little bit of the sister go, well, there were reasons for that. And everyone on the stage goes, whoa. And Amanda goes, relax.
She makes
and
that,
I write, drag her.
She makes that same face. Nickel
relax.
Nickel makes this week on classes when Jessica asked her, as in being cheated on you, where Nickel goes,
Nickel straightens and she immediately becomes 3 feet taller than everyone else in the room.
She pets her hair and goes, and if you keep talking, then she brings up the one knuckle.
Two, three, four, five.
And
you're going to eat this knuckle sandwich, Jessica. Later on, they show some clips. And, Amber says, I don't want to piss my sister off too much. This was just one of the main guys and one other guy. And she'd been friends with him. And it was romantic for a second. And then it wasn't. And it's like, no, it wasn't. And Rosin, like, this is the first time I've heard that she was flirty. And the sister, I guess I might have popped the bubble on that. Oops. And I screamed, I'm dead. I'm living for this. I could not have expected it better on a television audience scale. Y'all, Amanda's face.
Oh.
And she's like, when Rosman and I would fight, I would go to this guy. It was never anything serious. And then there was this thing where they were talking about by miscommunication where Rosman did say, you know, about the kids thing, I basically told her what she wanted to hear. That she said she didn't want kids. I said, sure, okay. Even though he does want kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then Riley like, told you, wanted to get fucked.
What? Yeah, that's all he is.
And but guess what, y'all? He said, I did not break up to be with her, to be with someone else. I think he really does. He's chasing his career over anything else.
I think over anything else. And I thought that she probably, acted like she would fit into that more.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, we predicted that they would break up in 2 or 3 weeks. We called that part, but we thought it would have been her ghosting him. I'm impressed.
No, I thought he would ghost her. I think that's what we said.
Did we? Yeah. I thought we said that.
No, I thought he would break up with her.
I'm so glad. Or maybe we did say. I'm glad he's the one that did it.
Yeah.
But then this whole thing at the end of I'm going to be there in US for 2 months.
It was confusing.
I'm planning on moving there. Maybe we'll give another. I think that's all bullshit.
And then he says, I asked if I could stay with her. And she said, absolutely not. Because y'all, we find out later on, she's already seeing somebody else. And I guarantee you it's someone else she met on a live stream.
Yep, 100%.
Tyrae, I wrote down, why are we even doing this?
It feels weird. And it feels, honestly, it feels exploitive of him.
I think they tried to give him a redemption.
They were like, look, he can't even show up. He's got COVID.
I had like a 20-second conversation with him.
I talked to him for a good time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it got 10 seconds in. It's like, so I'm going to go get another drink. I realized I felt sad.
Yeah.
You didn't feel sad?
No. Listen to our episode, Our Night with the cast of 90 Day Fiancé for more details.
I felt sad. Yeah.
All right. So they're talking about Carmella and he's admitting, he's like, look, I ignored all the red flags. I did all that bullshit. That's on me. When you're in it, let me just fix the camera. He said, when he said, I was just in it and I just chose not to pay attention.
He says he's learned from it. And then they do something I don't think we've ever seen before. They bring in the producer, I guess, because none of his family wanted to be on.
That is a first, actually. We never see any of the, well, they bring in the producer to tell us how she found out who Carmela was.
A man named Christian. And she said, eventually, Christian or Carmela sent them an email wanting to come clean. And the audio recording of Christian talking, he's like, I've been saying I'm Carmela. The account was made with a friend looking for a man to send money. He sent me $2,000 to $3,000. And I was like, over the course of 5 or 6 years, you only sent $2,000 to $3,000?
Yeah, I didn't think it was that much.
Wow.
But if you think they're doing this to
a lot
10,
of people,
20, 30 people.
That's true. And he said, it was only for money, no feelings. I needed clothes and a phone. And then he saw him drop off the clothes.
Don't forget, y'all
and
remember.
The phone.
He went
to
Barbados. So we didn't know this. We
Barbados.
Knew Tyree went there. We didn't know he went there and was told to just drop off clothes and a phone for her and she'll pick it up.
And he went, then he was like, oh, he was just a stupid American. Which hurt.
Which hurt. But that is shocking that someone would do all that and still not, and still believe that this person is out there for them. The thing that
I
loved
about
this.
Someone get him a ukulele because his face is looking sad.
I know, he looks sad. What I loved is, I mean, it was scary to hear this because what could have happened. But I love that he, at the end when they're talking about him being single and everything, and Riley's like, oh, my sister was asking about you and all this. I hope he stands by this when he says, I got to work through some of my own stuff right now.
Let's hope so. But y'all.
Self-healing, as he says.
Later on, they say, we have a new phone number for Christian.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Hold on. Producers, we're going to call it. And he goes, hello? And you have, please leave your message at the sound of the tone. And I screamed out, even voicemail is rejecting Tyree.
Even voicemail. It was funny when Riley said, we're going to get you, motherfucker. That made me laugh.
And then it was this kind of weird, now that we've given something for the cast to
root for,
now we can get along?
We can all come together like a United Way symbol.
The United Way symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of 60-90.
Mm-hmm.
60-90. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And then there's a little bit of, mine cut off the last 2 minutes, so I couldn't see.
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Amanda said, oh, then you didn't get to hear the thing that I brought up earlier.
She's talking to someone else. I
know it would have made you. So Amanda's talking to someone else. She's glad it's over with. David just was talking about how it was a roller coaster for him.
But he wants to get married in Vegas.
But he wants to get married
this
in Vegas.
This is where mine stopped after
okay.
Misha.
So Misha says, the tell-all did something to her heart a little bit. She said, I really have to watch and see how this man will be in America and make sure that my daughters get along with him. So I think that impacted her. This is what you missed. It's David said, or not David, Christian says, I'm feeling pretty good. With all the drama, I think I'm totally redeemed.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm telling you.
Totally
that,
redeemed.
That level of delusion.
Totally redeemed.
This is a personality disorder.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
It was crazy. Statler says, I'm moving to England. Gino and Jasmine, they're fine. They're going to be on 90 Day Fiancé. And Gino says, the sex tape thing, we're going to leave the past. Or Jasmine, we're going to leave the past.
It's your past.
That's it. That's your season six. Season six. Next, we will begin after this. Season 10 of
season
90 Day Fiancé.
10.
We're very excited. It looks like a messy season.
Yep.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Jasmine was very excited when I told her I bought a new wig for it.
You literally did her to her face, and
yes.
she
like
doubled over.
Doubled over.
And I did Gino
and
to
he
his
loved
face.
It. We'll tell you what we said on our special podcast, What Called What Poodle?
Our Night with the Cast of 90 Day Fiancé.
Listen to wherever you get your podcast. All right, everybody, that's it. They call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And when your Ohio dingbat sister comes on national television to read you for motherfucking filth.
Ooh.
You know you're a shitty person, and you can call us.
Because I want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.